Kumla Black and Murder with Daf Kufa Vav Aleph, continuation of yesterday's sugya. We were learning about that you gave dimensions, not by the foot or by the meter, but you gave certain boundaries, physical dimensions. But you also started off saying Kur B'Shloshim, base Kur I'm selling you, which is 30 saw. And we learned before, when you say base kur, you mean approximate. And then you gave certain general boundaries, which means whatever it is, I said this tree, a signpost. So we're saying normally the buffer is 4% tolerance. Here, because I added whatever it is, we'll give you up to a shtus. So we had an argument whether shtus is included or not included. And then we brought a braisa where it says that we compare it to dayanim. So we say that in a way it's compared to dayanim. And by dayanim, we know there aren't three brackets. By us, by normally, we say that three brackets. Less than a shtus, the deal remains your meichel. Or shtus, we say that the deal remains, but you have to reimburse the money. And more than a shtus, we say the whole deal unravels. By the Rabbanah, there are only two levels, which is less than a shtus, it's your meichel. A shtus, the whole deal is a mekar tos, because you don't expect a bezin. We don't follow Hashem Gebul. You don't expect a bezin to do something like that. So we're saying over here that it's not a problem. That over here, a shtus is as he said, he gives you the deal is a deal. So we see that a sixth the deal remains, and according to Rav Nachman, what he means he gives you is that. Oh. They make an assessment, but they made a mistake in their assessment. Depends how much the mistake is, a little bit or a lot. But that's not the case talking about. The case talking about the Almana, they have to assess the state of the Yisayim. So they assess it and they give it to the Almana. So the Chum say, you know, this is the story. That if the business is worse than a normal case, a sixth the whole deal unraveled, make a toast, you got to reassess it. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it came out Kodeh Bezen Yofi. So Rav Huna answers, I followed Rav Shimon Gamliel, and says, he said, because Im came out Kodeh Bezen Yofi. Shtus is just exactly like that Shtus. But you who learned the Chachamim, which means you learned that the deal falls apart, but it says clearly here, Giyu, how you going to learn Pshat? So he said, I learned Pshat that in a way it's similar to the Dayanim, in a way it's not. By Dayanim, what happens by a sixth, that the Mekker's bottle over here, by a sixth, we say that he Giyu, the deal is a deal.
Yeah,
that's the case. Sure, Shubha Dion, that's the case there.
So it's not any other metalkin dispute.
Then we have a Gemara Sanhedrin. If a Bezin makes a mistake in halacha, what happens then? We'll have. Yes, exactly. Okay. We're up to the bottom of the page. Rapapa, Zovan Ara, Rapapa once purchased a property or hugabra from a person. Amalehu, the guy said to him, the measurement of this property is 20 grive, whatever that is, a certain measure. Measure it. He noticed there are only 50, not 20. You said it was 20 hectares, only 15 hectares. Also, the Kamed Abaye, it came before Abaye, because over here he gave measurement. Even the Mashu, the whole thing should fall apart. He went before Abaye, Omalei, Abaye said to him, Fafan, Sovrid Vikabila, you knew and you accepted. He said, we're talking about, but now we learned Pachas Mishtusi Giyu Ashtusi Naka. We learned a sixth, I have to accept. But less to say, but more than a sixth, I did not accept. And this is a quarter. He told me 20, it was only 15. The Rabbi said to him, Hani, Mili, when do we make these deals? Hey, Chadoloi, Kim Libagavo, you have no idea what it is, so you buy it and you measure it afterwards. But if you knew this property, you're familiar with this property. Savavikav, you knew exactly what the size was. So who cares if you thought it was this or thought it that? You knew exactly the measurements where you knew the size and you were familiar with it and you accepted it. I've heard Esri normally told me 20. He meant to say to me, it's worth like 20. But you knew exactly, he didn't deceive you in any way. Tanim Gleren, Rabbi Yesi, Eimer, Rabbi Yesi says, yeah, so we can learn now a number of dinim about brothers who divide a property. It has nothing to do with our Gemara before, but because now Mishnah talks about if you undersold or oversold, you know, when the deal falls apart. So here also we're talking about deals that fall apart, even though it's a totally separate union altogether. Says the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Yisi Eimer, Achin Shechalku, two brothers split, divided their property. And how did they divide the property? Let's say there were two or three brothers and they divided two or three sections, and then how did they decide who ends up with what? They decided to draw lots. As soon as one of them made the goydel and he won, let's say there's two brothers, the other guy automatically is claiming the other property. Why is the other man claiming my time, but why should I wanted to make a kinyan yet in the property? So the original distribution of it is wrong. How was it done? Mat chila begoydel was done through a lottery and Pasha Pinchas. Afkan begoydel, there also a lottery is a kinyan. Rashbam was left mir achish a choku, sort of parallel to the Gemara a couple of lines down. First of all, Shechoku, Bidrush Naim is a Chalokim Shavin, they both selected two or three equal parts. Achagach Yapila Gerol, they drew lots. Wadin Lashutri, think of partners. Kima Shaola Shanofla Goydel Al Echemen, one of them won. Vuhuvri Chelka, we know exactly what he receives. Kanu Kula Kloimer, Zek Kanu Lagamri Begoydel, this one is Kanu completely. The Yuchla Lach, the boy cannot change his mind. Vim Heim Shnaim, and let's say only two brothers, and one of them was won by just by a Goydel. The Chay, no other king he was made, just a Goydel. Then the other one's also stuck. Zek Kanu Chelka Shanofla. All of our goyel, the guy who had the goyel, he receives his chelik. The guy chaveda kana, his friend also kana. The ami yipo goyel sheni, who should fall on? Ki emala sheni, only in a second. In gimel and three, oisa shenof la goyel kana chelke. The guy that the goyel fell should be kana chelik. Vashnaim konu ben shneim shnei chalokim, and the two are kana between them two chalokim lachri benayim kosher to divide between them she yitz whatever they want. Yeah, exactly. No, another goyel. Let me make another goyel. Or even any other way. And if it's any made a girdle, each one, you know, had his, each one drew his lot, and it showed which properties is. Then surely the pshita the kanukul the kanya. The chiddush is afagav the leachzik kolecha b'shalay. The chiddush is even though they didn't make any other kinyan, the kivan the muzaki va'ainin and kubachol karki because they were shutfin, which means they already owned the properties, or they were yoshin, their heirs, they already owned the properties. Then all the goyel is doing is deciding which property now is really yours. It's sorting it out. Ain't how goyel maknas and kum. So the goyel is not giving them something new they didn't have before. That which you had before, you know which part it was. This is the section you always had. The portion that he deserves. We're talking about you already had prior ownership. You just didn't. You had ownership of the whole lot. Now we're sorting out which is exactly yours. Once we know which is yours, then we know which is the other ones. And the chela goes to him without the other guy even having to have a girdle. The huddle and mafle gemara be mekalkul without nochamidi. There's no difference here between kalkul and talton. The same thing applies. Since you guys were owners before, you already had a chelik in it. Once one of them knows which is his chelik, we automatically know which is your chelik. So it's automatically yours.
So he's saying that this applies also to the talton, you know, because they were yovish.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Or shutfin, yeah. So you remember if children, but we had in some pagan suburbs that children take over, you know, brokar davurne. They already take over, they already have a chelik in it. That we're just sorting out, which is your chelik. It's like Breda.
So whereas on the other end, if two shutfin buy something together.
Buying something different, yeah.
Buy something together, and now they want to do the
same thing, exactly the same thing.
As soon as one is.
Because the Kenyan cats have made you the Kenyan, yeah. Well, if you already made it, you made it, it's yours already. Now we're just sorting it out.
Okay, but what I'm trying to understand is that when you make it 2 years later, the shutfin now want to separate.
No.
The
metal. Or goyel. No, nothing, because you already own it. Mm-hmm. Whatever kin you made them, Meshicha, Kesa doesn't work, Meshicha.
But you do have to have a goyel, or you can just say you take this and you take this. And
we already had the Gemara, we had in the end of Eilam Metzias, that one partner can sort up, can divide, we'll even have a related Gemara, without his other friend's knowledge. Definitely I can divide. Let's see, money, whatever it is. Talking about kinyan now, what makes it yours? My time at Ashbam, what type of reason is? But my conduct had enough for goydel. They will have zikol lechem shalai dain. The muzi gemayle memra. If they go ahead and make kinyan, what's the chiddush? Obviously, just the goydel. Why should goydel work? Where do you find that goydel works? We find it when they distribute it. How did they distribute it? By through goydel. Rashi, back to the mora. Freddy Gemara, you think it was only a goydel? There's much more to it than just a goydel. It was uruv tumim. The whole thing was done in a spiritual way. Imal lahalon. Back to the mora over there. Actually, my first line is Bekalfi, right in the middle of the page. Bekalfi, over there, they put it in a box. and they put the names. And there was an Uri with two million Kohen was standing, going God was standing there making sure things were right. I've come because of Tumim. It's not just a Goydel on its own. Amar Ravashi says, buy a Goydel Uri Tumim sorted out over here. By who the Kotzaisi Lahadodi Gomri Makadodi. Here they. Over here, they want to separate. What do you think they're doing here? They want to separate. So that I know, that I know that now, what's really mine and what's really yours, that I know itself is what we can make resolve that we should give up each other. Over there, we had no shaykhah to the properties. Why should you get this one? I should get this one. We don't know anything about it. It's a throw. We don't know anything. So therefore, we need Tumi to make a cement this particular division. Over here, we already have the big property. I don't know, just don't know which is mine, which is yours. We already have the property in front of us. So therefore, and we both wanted separate. We want to secede from each other. So therefore, by having this goydel, now I know which is yours, which is mine. That hanada, finally, it's over. That hanada itself is the kinyan. That's the Rashbam. Kalfi v'rutumim v'rashbam. Kerabi mishnoichli six lines in the middle, wide lines. El ozer melubish urvutum. El ozer was wearing urvutumim. The Yeshua v'chol Yisrael ayin lefanav. And the Eden and the Yeshua was standing before him. V'kalfi v'lashvati kabri v'chumim v'nachum. The fun of all the names were there written, and all the parts of it were all written in a box. And so on and so forth.
Is suggesting that in this case also every time.
What's
goydel?
What kind of kinyan is a goydel? So now, what do you tell me, goydel?
What's the pshat that says afkan?
That's how the only way it should work. In other words, how does goydel work on its own?
Yeah,
what's goydel?
The goydel itself shouldn't work.
Exactly.
No, but I'm saying now you don't have a urim to him. So what is he saying that you can't do any more goydel?
Exactly.
So you have to do kinyan.
Exactly. He says, no, le'elam kitchilas ezisrol kaina goydel. Goydel does work. Ay, the kashalach, imala, halon. High in the time of the reason is, the light sort of kula high. You know why I don't need so much? Because the gambri belave of shalom, could they really mean it? Umakna lemisha yala goydel miya, the happy whoever wins the goydel, you get that. Mahani gemar daitum. Over here, the gemar das. Im ha goydel is ku'udivatumim. The mahani, that our resolution or our resolve that you should end up and I should end up, whatever we have. That in itself makes the greater work. I feel like the gumri or makni, even in the case where we did not make a kinyan, but he had no why. That pleasure that I received, the tzaisi lahadodi, that we listen to each other, v'nishmoim zelaza, that we're listening to each other, lachlik begoydel, kadesh yitik olech chelk yivna, so yishu shenu zon chelik, the einon chafetim oid b'chutvus, we don't no longer want to continue with our partnership, hechach ein roitzje oid iku b'dabba, we don't want any more hurdles on the way, v'gumru makni lahadodi. And therefore, we both make up that what? That this is how it should work. Kain zokuk ani lefadish. This is another Rashbam. This is how I have to limchat. So then, kosu b'svari, all the svarim writes is Ella Amar Abashi. Doesn't say Ella. Ella means that Abashi is changing his mind. But it doesn't say Ella. It says Amar Abashi. It means he's continuing. We're still talking about a goydel. It's not like, you know, Ella means that no longer talking about a goydel. We're just talking about some other kinyan. No, we're talking about that continuing. We're talking about a goydel. But you know why goydel works? Because our gemar das. And why do we have a gemar das? The hano that it is, that's what works. Coming from here, interesting. That you know, the main part of a kinyan is the kavana. The kavana that I want it to happen. No, but there's two ways of learning kinyan. The big machlek is in lacharenim, sos and sibis. What's the main part of a kinyan? The pool of the kinyan. And you just have to, and the reason why you have to have kavana is that the pool should mean something, but it's the pool of the whatever the mashiach or the main part of the kinyan, the kavana. How do we know the kavana? By seeing you doing a pool. Is the pool reflecting the kavana, or is the kavana reflecting the pool? And here, the way Rashbam learns here, the main thing is the kavana, not the kinyan, not the ma'aseh kinyan. No, always the ma'aseh kinyan here. The main thing is the kavana. And because the goydel here reveals to us that what your kavana is, why are you going ahead with this goydel? So therefore, that's enough. That's what it seems, what he's learning.
If you say it's kavana, and one guy hands over the money to the other, why shouldn't you say the kavana is enough? Why do you have to say that?
Because we don't know what's kavana. Maybe kavana is alone. You need...
there's a whole discussion, going to buy and sell a product.
Yeah, but you still need a maisa. So we made a takana, how it should be done. That plays out what's happening. But in this case, if we're goydel, that's enough. Back to the Gemara.
Well, this is very optimistic because according to this, everybody's very happy with an estate.
When they dissolve a partnership.
Shouldn't there ever be any fight about an estate? That's very optimistic. Yeah.
Forget. We're so happy that you listen to me. That in itself, I'm prepared to be moichel everything.
You mean you ever saw a partnership break up? Dissatisfaction of
dispute? It goes both. Shutfin and Achim. We learned before. Shutfin or Achim. Ikmar, let's get back to Yerusha. Shnei Achim Shecholku, two brothers, they divided a state. Okay, they divided Yerusha. Had no idea that they had a third brother, or they thought that he passed away. And suddenly, Bolan Achim came along a brother. The question like this: there were six fields here. You took Reuven took three, and Shimon took three, and the happy is Larry. Comes along Levi. There's two. What happens now? Obviously, he's entitled to Yerushalayim just like there, so there's nothing to talk about. But there's two ways of looking at it. One way is so the whole thing falls apart, and therefore we pull together the six sons, and then you make a girdle, and each one gets two. Or you say, look, you end up with three. You keep the three, but take one of your three and give it to him, and you take one of your three and give it to him. Because the girdle you made then was done innocently, stands. That's the machlekes.
So they each get two.
It'll end up with the same share. The question is, does it unravel we did before or not? Rava, bakla machlekes. The original division is unraveled. Shmuel says, no. Each one slices a piece off. This is how Rashbam and Tosfos vehemently argues. But each one... slices one off from his. There's no girdle anymore. You just slice one off his, and that's what he ends up with. The thing still remains.
Interesting, you hear quite often here in the Bible,
maybe he had.
Rashi definitely is Mefarish on Bob Bas. We don't have it. Rashi Mefarish the whole Shas. We have Rashi sometimes that takes the quotes of Rashi, but we don't have, because we know Rashi wrote three times the Pshat and Shas, so he must have had an earlier.
Different version.
Yeah, second version. The first version. We have the third version.
He has to prove he's a brother. He has to absolutely prove.
That what?
The fellow who comes from.
Yeah, we're talking about it.
He comes only at will time, right?
It happens.
Yeah, you've never seen
it.
Okay, Tezalin that Shmuel is not saying that you unravel the whole thing. Tezalin that Shmuel is saying is that you make a girdle only for one field for the third brother, and then the other ones. The whole thing was three fields. I ended up one field, you ended up one field, and then we split the middle field. Then the third guy comes along, we make a girdle on one field. If he ends up with the middle field that we both split, no problem. Each one continues to the whole field that he has, and he gets another field. If he ends up one of the other fields, then what we do is he gets that other field. The field that we split still remains split, and the other field that one of the brothers got, we split that one down. That's how he learned Shas. Not like the Rashbam. We divided. We agreed. Three brothers. There were two brothers. There were three fields. So we had a girdle. You entered one field, I one field. What do we do with the third field? We didn't make a girdle in the third field. No point.
So we got a jointly.
Yeah, it's not like a lottery that, you know, one guy ends up winning more.
So yeah. We're supposed to say it's only one specific case. Exactly.
And the Rambam was actually interesting. Talking about six fields. Okay, back to the Gemara. Now the Gemara explains. Rav said to Rav Nachman, "Rav, the Lechayda." Rav says, "Batla machleke." What's he saying? Lechayda, that did it with a bezin. They did it properly, and yet you're telling me that what? That the circumstances changed. The whole din unravels. When we had a machleke, the chet of the batin. If we say, "Come din or hadu din." Do we say that once bezin paskin the din always remains, we work with it, or do we say how did it? Listen, the circumstances change, you start all over again. The Rav clearly says over here if the circumstances change, you start again. No problem, no qualms. It's not as elusive the beidina as we had. You start again. Let me ask you a question. What about these three people? The butler, Yehani Beit Lasso, what about these three people? Three brothers of Shishutrin. And the Kaim was a Beit Menayu. Let's say two of them, we knew the third brother always existed. And two of them went to a bezin and says, you know, we don't want to be Shishutrin anymore, we want to split. And they split it three ways. They didn't steal anybody, they didn't begrudge the third part. They didn't want to get them involved in the negotiation. So they went to a bezin, how would you divide this in three ways? And then I end up with one, you end up with another one. And all equal everything else.
Had no say,
exactly. Exactly. And we learned before, but we learned in Lamafkin that I can get out of a shutfus. You can't force me to stay in your shutfus. I can get out of a shutfus without even your permission. I go with $100 in the bank, I go to the Rabbonim, I say, I'm dividing the shutfus, I'm taking 50, and he takes 50, that's it. We don't need your permission. You can't force me to remain a shutfus of yours. So here, two out of three went without the third guy, and they divided equally. According to you, the third guy comes along and says, hey, what do you mean? I just want to have some input over here. According to you, the whole thing falls apart. And we know it doesn't. What are you comparing? You compare these two cases. Over here, we knew the brother existed. So when we divided, the two, the brothers went to the Rabbani about the three fields. We knew that he existed. Yeah, they did. And they divided in an equal way. And the Rabbani, who were objective, they divided in an equal way. So why should it be Hadadina? Over there, when we divided, we didn't know there was a third brother. We divided based on the fact that there were two. It turned out to be that we were all wrong. There was a third one. So you can't just say, Kamtzin, slice a piece of here, a piece of there. We just start again. And it's not as he loosened the Beit Dina. We didn't do anything wrong. At the time, that's all we knew. Hasam the Chisa died to the Beit Lassa. Mikara. Hachov Hillel and the Chisa died to the Beit Lassa. Mikara. He didn't know there were three people in the beginning, so therefore the circumstances changed. Okay, now, Amalera Papa La Baye. A generation later, Papa went to Baye. They were only Kachaz and Chenav. And he went to Baye and said, okay, Shmuel. Interesting why it took a whole generation to come up with the same conclusion. What's Shmuel Savada? Why does he make Kamtsin? You leave the dintata, you leave the psak, but you just slice, you know, you play with it. The memra, he holds a kamdina. One's better than Paskins as they blacked. But Rav Shmuel say, and we just had this yesterday, that if I'm going to sell you one kud for $30, what did we say yesterday? That I can change, we both can change our mind to the very last dollar. If kamdina, every sah that I bought, if I paid you, let's say, $29 out of $30, I should keep 29 sah. Why can we both change our mind? Sounds like the din does not remain. You can change your mind till the very last sah, as long as you didn't give me the last sah. And that's going to be our question. If kamdina, why can you change your mind? And then the Chagah bring the second part. If I tell you, I'm going to sell you each saw for one seller, then the Nisha cut it. Then whatever I pay for, I keep and not that. You come to the remain. What are you talking about? Both parties, the vendor and the purchaser, are very happy with this particular takana that if I say I'm selling you a kur for 30 gold coins, Kol's man, you didn't pay me the tie 30 gold coins, you can both change your mind. And you know why we're both happy? For example, the buyer. What happened? The price falls while I'm getting the money. I paid you a partial payment and I'm trying to get the rest of the money and the price falls. What do I want? Of course I wanted to be able to say, hey, I paid you a gold coin, now 3/4 of a gold coin. Give me the better price. I can only do that if the sale hasn't completed. Once the sale is completed, I can't do that anymore. And also the Meich is happy when the price goes up. He'll say to the guy, forget it. Nothing happened. You either pay me the high price, I can go out in the street and I'll get the same price. So they're both happy to have this takana in place that the sale, if I say clearly, kur b'shleishim so ani moichalach, that the sale ani moichalach, that is closed until you pay me completely. So therefore it's different. So you want to eat what we learn. Achin shechoku, brothers are divided in the state. We had this already a few times. Brothers are divided in the state. What happened with this? If a father was alive, Baal Chayv, the lender, comes to the father and he collects his Chayv. But now that the father died, the children, now he has to collect from the property. He doesn't collect metal, he doesn't have properties. So the two brothers divided the state and the Baal Chayv decides he likes this particular brother's property better than another one. So what happens? Is the other brother responsible? You know, they have to reassess the whole Yerusha. How does this work? Or we say, two potluck. The brother that ended up paying to the Baal Chayv, it's his problem, and that's it. Another brother, he won. Says Gemara, Achin, three opinions. Achin, Shechoku, brother that divided the state. And this has to do with Yesh Breda. Ubo Baal Chayv came along a lender, Venotel Chelkoi Shel Echad Men, he took one of their portions. Rav, Rav says, Batla Machlekes. Rav says that for the whole, since Rav holds, that Yesh Breda, which means that every son ended up with a part of his father. So now, but who owes the money? The sons or the father? The father. So therefore, you have to start all over again. However, Shmuel says, Vita, Shmuel says, Fafal, tough luck, you lost out, because he holds Ein Breda, which means we don't know if you ended up with your part. It says, if each brother bought it, each one bought it from his brother, but the kuch is with Arachayas, which means if you end up losing your field, the other brother is not responsible, not liable. So therefore, Vita, you lost out. And Rav Asi says, that the big machlek is in the Shem Halim Shah Rav Asi, but we'll learn that Hadar Shbam learns here, not like Rashi in Baba Kama. Rav Asi says, Neit Revia Bekaka or Revia Bemois, or instead of and, which means Rav Asi is then not sure, is it Yesh Breda or Ein Breda? So you know what? Mama moved to the Safa, what do we do? Chelkin. So instead of repooling that half, you want to repool for a quarter. And then for a quarter, you get paid back, but a quarter, you lost out. However, Tesis learns that a quarter is, definitely he holds Yesh Breda, you have to repool the whole thing. But not that we redivide all the karka, that the other brother has a choice. one quarter taka will give you a karka, but regarding the other quarter, brother can argue, I would have paid the balchayv with money. Remember, balchayv cannot seize karka. First, he comes to the purchaser and says, you know, this man who sold you owes me $1,000. The lakeh has the option of giving him money or giving him property. If that would have been me, if he would have came, I would have given him money. So therefore, we have to re-pull the whole thing, but only part of it is going to be karka, part of it is money. That's how Taisel learns. Now the Gemara explains. Rav Amar Batal Machlekes is because he holds Achiz Chalka Yoshin. They're only Yoshin, therefore Yesh Breda Yoshin. So who are they really paying? The father's estate. It's the father's estate that's paying. And it's because the father's estate that's paying, so therefore now that we lost this property, we got to start all over again, the whole division, to make sure that it's equal. Shmuel on and fair. Shmuel says, Vita, you lose out, you forfeit, because Sovereign Achiz Chalka Lukuchas, and he holds Ein Breda. We don't know what you ended up, so it's as if they made a Chachilah. Doesn't matter whose share I have, I'm buying it, and you're buying your thing, and neither of them are responsible. Nobody takes a lot of responsibility, so too bad. And Rav Asi Misapkala, he's not sure. E Yoshin Havi, E Lukuchas Havi. Do they have a din of Yoshin or Lukuchas? So therefore, that your half comes a quarter. Hichad Neitel Revi Bekarke or Revi Bemois. The way that was Rav learns, or Revi Bemois. In other words, he's only entitled to a quarter, not to his half again, because maybe the Yishbreda. The halach and all of these examples we had here is mekamtzin that we slice a piece off. We know what we're saying. We hold like Shmuel that ain't breda. Amei merama no, botla machlekes. Amei says no. We'll paskin like Rav that the whole thing unraveled because yesh breda. Hilchas a botla machlekes. So this is what the Rashbam says, the halacha from here, clearly yesh breda, at least by dinim, mahatayna would say yesh breda, and big machlekes shem. But Rashbam passes over here, from here we learn out that yesh breda. Okay, see you tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Baruch HaTorah, 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 Baruch HaTorah